The proposed Western Link to the Northern Distributor Road, or NDR, continues to be controversial and frequently features in the letter pages. On Wednesday the 24th, GP Brown of Beauthorpe Road in Norwich challenged the Evening News report we just heard. How many were really there? Hundreds joined march, says the Evening News headline, referring to a protest march in Norwich against the Western Link. Around 300 is mentioned in the body of the report. Is that the estimate of the organisers of the EN report? If the former, that would be worthy of mention, as organisers tend to have a history of overestimating crowd numbers, for some explicable reason. As often with reports of protests, the EN chooses to closely crop the published pictures, thus denying readers the opportunity of any chance to verify the overall numbers claimed. Even the short video posted on X by the organisers denies any opportunity to assess numbers. Come on, Evening News, actual numbers attending such events is important. If this turns out to have actually been 150, the sub-editor would have led with dozens, putting into a truer context of the level of opposition to the road for those who only scan the headlines.
The same day, Willem Buttinger of Park Lane in Norwich queried the council's claim to be protecting bees and butterflies while they want to build the Western Link. He says, "It was heartening to read in the Evening News on January the 22nd that Norfolk County Council has unveiled a drive to help bees and butterflies. They need our help as we humans have been destroying their habitat." Also in the paper that day was a report on the protest in a bid to stop the Norwich Western Link. "The council's desire to build this road will harm a precious chalk stream, the Wensum. It will decimate an ancient woodland that has taken thousands of years to evolve into the rich biodiversity of today and destroy the habitat of the rare species of Barbastel bats. So, is the council a net protector of our environment, which sustains us, or a net destroyer?"
Denise Carlo of College Road also questioned the arguments in favour of the Western Link. "Wildlife species are unable to move on for our convenience because humans have destroyed or fragmented most places which are habitable for terrestrial wildlife. In the UK, we have either intensively farmed the land for food and poisoned it by drenching with chemicals, or we've covered land with development hostile to wildlife. Many of our species of birds, animals, insects and fish are rare because we have eradicated the habitats and food sources on which they depend. Traffic is endemic and a blight, whether in the city or countryside. The only solution is not to build more roads, but to reduce absolute traffic levels across the entire road network. To do this, we need to invest heavily in public transport, local rail, and active travel."
However, Bill Woolnough asked why we need more bats. He says, "Patrick Ward is in favour of scrapping the proposed Western Link Road because it will mean more bats. Why on earth do we need more bats? If the anti-road brigade can find evidence of their existence anywhere and everywhere that improvements to the road system are proposed, then I suggest that the bats are doing very nicely, thank you. One minute the things are endangered and the next they appear to be proliferating. The anti-roads people might also like to consider how many road miles are generated by attending pro-bat protest marches. I refuse to believe that they all arrive on cycles or on foot."
Meanwhile, Councillor Alan Rives wrote from King's Lynn, arguing that the relocation of the QEH needs to be reconsidered to reduce pressure on the King's Lynn Eastern Bypass. "I am writing regarding plans being lodged for a new £84 million Norfolk Village bypass. An interesting article setting out the long-awaited infrastructure improvements for West Norfolk, designed around the need to open up the West Winch growth area, the planned 4,000 housing site to the south of King's Lynn, effectively a new town the size of Swaffham. It is good to see the infrastructure of West Norfolk receiving this support, but the decision to rebuild the QEH, while very welcome, is not being seen as the opportunity it is to radically improve the transport infrastructure. Simply, the QEH Trust plans a highly disruptive building on its cramped site. Simply, there is a large site available next to this new roundabout on the A47, which would allow for cheaper, faster and less disruptive construction on a future-proof site, with the space to add new services such as training facilities and research. It's a shame that decision-making bodies in Norfolk seem to operate independently, and the county infrastructure strategists are not party to decisions made by the QEH Trust, as a joined-up response to this opportunity would maximise the value of this investment. If the QEA relocates, the pressure on county to improve the A4149 Kings Lynn Eastern Bypass, as it enjoys semi-permanent gridlock due to the current location of the QEH, would be diminished, and the eventual need to spend another £100 million or so on the A149 would not arise. So please, will County and QEH Trust start talking so this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to improve transport in West Norfolk is not squandered, as seems to be so often the case?